Well, let me start by saying Nil en Chenthon or the Henton Fen, which actually translates roughly to "there's no fireplace like your own." And for those who know this program, you'll know that we are very broad-minded, particularly if it comes to the County of Mayo. And a friend for many a long year, and the county manager, the mayor, the boss, the governor of County Mayo, Peter Hines, you're very welcome to the program.
It is a pleasure, as always, to be here in New York on one of the most special occasions that any Irish person can be in this city for, and particularly not a Mayo man, as you know, but having spent the bulk of my life there and having been married to a Mayo woman for a very long time with three Mayo kids, I feel like I'm pretty much Mayo. It is a particular honour and pleasure to be on this show.
I want to revisit that. If you have a Mayo wife and three Mayo kids, you qualify. And we forgive you, you know, for... I always thought, actually, that you left Galway because you knew that sooner or later Mayo would be bringing the Sam Maguire back, and you're still waiting like we are.
I actually went to my first final to support Mayo back in 1989, if you remember, when we should have beaten Cork. And we've been waiting ever since. But it's been an enjoyable wait, let it be said. It hasn't been all doom and gloom, and the team has brought great enjoyment and great pleasure to an enormous number of people. And one of these days, that final hurdle will be crossed. And hopefully, it might be this year. You never know.
The Taoiseach, Prime Minister of Ireland, and the Kenny, who is from Castlebar, has been very prominent in the United States for the last few days, as does your good self and the delegation from Mayo County Council. What is, from a business standpoint, I know we get updates at least once a year, but if you had to look back on the last year and looking somewhat forward, how would you give us the top few achievements and goals?
Okay, well, I think from the Mayo perspective, you know, we've been talking about this transatlantic fiber optic cable for quite a while because it's taken quite a while to get the project done. A company called Aquacoms have made the biggest investment in transatlantic communication, I think, in the last 20 years. It comes ashore in Killala. It was lit last March. It's in full production, and it is going to transform communications between the US and the EU. It's the only cable that goes ashore in an English-speaking country, which is going to remain part of the EU into the future, so it could be really important. I think probably the biggest thing that's happened in the last year is confidence has continued to, you know, bed in and grow. You can see it in the economic indicators, you can see it in the number of cranes that are springing up all over Dublin, and it is spreading out to the rest of the country. We had two significant announcements, one by Allergan and one by Coca-Cola just in the last couple of weeks, of significant investments in their plants and increase in employment. So I think it's all about confidence. The worry is that Brexit is an unknown, and there's a little bit of concern about how the Ireland-US relations are going to work in the context of a new president. But that will settle down. And Brexit will bring opportunities as well as challenges, provided we face up to them and work at them. And part of the reason that we're here is to ensure that the communication channels, the linkages with our diaspora, with our extended Mayo family, whether they're in this city of New York or whether they're in Philadelphia, where we've also been, in Providence in Rhode Island, where we're developing an international trade center as a stepping stone for small businesses into the Northeast, or whether it is elsewhere in the US, Cleveland or Chicago, those linkages are important. The connection with our extended family is important, and to be here for this occasion and to be able to do productive business around that, and the event around the Mayo Foundation, which is a big prospect for the future. It all adds up to a very busy week. It's been great, and it's always great to be here.
Of course, yesterday morning, the Mayo Foundation had a meeting at a place, Papillon.
That's right.
Which is actually owned It's an Irish place.
It is, yeah. Tommy Burke hosted the get-together. Mike Cannon, who is the main driver behind the foundation, with Joanne Graham, who's our director of services, whom you know. They cooked up the idea about 3 years ago, and it is now just about to start to function. Jim Waldron, who is... His roots hail from Ballyhaunas, but he's US born and bred, is the president, and himself and Siobhan have done an enormous amount of work to get us to the point where the foundation can now be accessed, the website can be accessed, and it's the first initiative of this type by any county in Ireland, and we think it has huge prospects for the future.
Now, the website, which I assume is linked to mayo.ie.
You can get a link through mayo.ie. It's probably the easiest way to find it just at the moment.
You went to Philadelphia, and when everybody was hunkering down because of the massive storm on the East Coast, when it looked like we wouldn't be able to put our nose outside the door for the week, somehow you managed to get not only to Philadelphia, but also up to Providence. How did you get up there?
We actually drove up on Monday. We hired an SUV, one of these big American four-wheel drive things, which was great. We didn't actually need it, as it happened, because the snow wasn't that bad. But we went up because the Taoiseach was scheduled to launch the Trade Centre in Providence, which we've been working on in partnership with the City of Providence and six local authorities on the West Coast on Tuesday. Unfortunately, the blizzard, such as it was, scuppered that. But we had some meetings up there, and the centre up there is up and running and functioning, and we'll get to
what is the centre and what does it accomplish?
It is a partnership between six local authorities and the states in Rhode Island and the City of Providence, and basically it's a jumping off point for small businesses who couldn't afford to do, you know, extended trade missions into the US to have a hot desk, an office address, and have a focus where people of, you know, from this city and the state will make introductions at the appropriate scale for small and medium companies from the West. We've had about 25 companies come through there to date, and all of them are enthusiastic about the prospects of doing business in this part of the world. And on the other side of that, we've been talking with the Commission for Commerce in Providence about a trade mission which has been set up for September of next year, which is coming into Ireland, and we hope will focus mainly on the West.
Lastly, Knock. Knock Shrine. Knock Airport. My guest, Peter Hines, Mayo County Manager. What's the story, and what is the likelihood of international flights direct to Knock?
Well, at the event yesterday morning around the Mayo Foundation, Joe Gilmore, who's the CEO of the airport, spoke, and I'm actually a member of the board of Knock Airport as well. So the story is that we're working very hard to try and extend the services which have been announced by Norwegian from Dublin, Cork and Shannon into Knock. And we're hopeful that in the medium term, at least, if not in the short term, we will have a regular direct connection from the northeast into Ireland West Airport Knock. And that would, well, it wouldn't affect the numbers hugely. It would transform the connectivity of the airport, transform the perception of the airport, and would transform the connection between the diaspora here, business people here, and business people in the northwest of Ireland.
My guest, Peter Hines, a neighbour from Foxford, of course. Many people wouldn't know him from Matty Mass unless you've been listening to us for the last 47 years. And if you happen to get sick of it, well, you know, be forgiving. Today is St. Patrick's Day, and I'm delighted to welcome Mayo County Manager Peter Hines, who I can brag, mind you, is a friend.
Adrian,
thank you.
It is a pleasure, as always, to be here to meet with you and to be part of this show, which is much more than a show. It's an institution.
Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.